understand that life happens, and sometimes you need a little financial boost. That's why at C-Plant Federal Credit Union, we offer low-rate loans tailored to your needs. Whether it's a car loan, a personal loan, or anything in between, we've got you covered. Learn more at cplant.com or visit any of C-Plant Federal Credit Union's 9 local branches. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Good Monday morning. We have a great deal to get to on the program this morning, including an interview with one of the new school resource officers, and that will be coming up at the end of the program. But to start with, want to get you caught up on several things that's going on. Today is the deadline for candidates to write in for the fall general elections. So if you would like to seek office in Crittenden County, you have till 4 p.m. today to get that paperwork in. As of right now, there are 3 write-in candidates who have filed to run in the general election. Now, just to make it clear, in order for your votes to be counted, if you consider yourself as a write-in candidate, you must be officially filed. So folks could write in any number of names when they go into the ballot box, but unless you are an official candidate, those will not be tallied and counted toward final results of the election. So 3 have filed so far. The latest is Scott Burke has filed as a write-in candidate for sheriff. Of course, he will face Evan Head, who is the lone candidate coming out of the primary election. There was no Democrat running, so Sheriff Head, as the Republican, is the nominee and will be on the ballot. In the school board race in District 2, there is a candidate, Carrie Ann Vasquez, as a write-in, and then in the Crittenden County Soil and Water Conservation District Supervisor, there is a candidate that is a write-in, and that lady has officially filed, and it is Susan Smith. So those are your write-in candidates as of right now. And again, today is the deadline. So just bringing you up to speed on the Dam 50 Riverview Park boat dock that had been put in back a few weeks ago, where folks can, it's kind of a courtesy dock there where you can launch your boat and pull up to it and go park your vehicle that you use to launch the boat and then walk back and step over into the boat. That's a seasonal pier that's put in when conditions are favorable, and right now they're not favorable again, so they had to pull it out. So the river had come up because of all the rain up in Indiana back several days ago, and I think they're going to try to get it back in as soon as possible, maybe even this week, according to county officials. And in some area transportation news, there is some road work that you will encounter today down in Livingston County, south of Salem on Shelby Store Road. That road will be closed today and pretty well all day tomorrow, it looks like, while crews work on the bridge there at Claylick Creek. Of course, Shelby Road runs into Axle Creek there at the Crittenden County line. So it's a cutoff road for some folks, commuters who are traveling between like North Lyon County and Livingston County around the Salem area. But it's a pretty heavily traveled highway, and it will be closed today and tomorrow.
This Livingston County News is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, located at 318 West Main Street, Salem. To talk to a crop advisor or schedule an appointment, call 270-988-3770.
Well, it looks like some big plans are beginning to take shape for Marion's Christmas celebration. That will be on December 5th. Mayor Deanna Browning posting over the weekend on social media about some upgrades to the annual parade and festivities that surround it. It looks like they're going to have a number of activities going on that evening and into the night following the parade, maybe even a skating rink, an ice skating rink, one of those temporary deals they pop up. I think the Tourism Commission is joining in the effort trying to secure one of those, and some Santa Claus cottages or a Santa Claus cottage. I think just a lot of opportunities for kids to meet with Santa and some other, just all sorts of things going on. It sounds like a great opportunity for the entire community to get out, fellowship together, and enjoy the spirit of the holiday season. So we're kind of excited to see how these plans develop. And I'll remind you too that Foes Hall is celebrating its 100th anniversary this fall, and that'll be a two-day event, October 23rd and 24th. There will be a ball on Friday night, the 23rd, with a live auction and a lot of other fun and entertainment there, with the Todd Hill Orchestra performing inside of historic Foes Hall. And then on Saturday, there will be a huge celebration, a rededication of the building that will begin at 2 p.m. A formal ceremony will be on tap for that. And public reception will be at 3 p.m. following that. And Foes Hall is coordinating all this as part of a major fundraiser to keep that historic building and its heritage intact here in Marion, Kentucky. So if you can, reach out to the folks at Foes Hall and become a centennial sponsor. Well, we're going to hit you with some sports here before we get into our interview with one of the new SROs, a deputy with the Crittenden County Sheriff's Department, brand new guy. And we'll hear his story in just a bit. But first, I want to tell you about Adri Berry, a junior. She's a captain on the soccer team. And this past week was a pretty significant week for young Miss Berry. She is on her way, well on her way, I should say, to perhaps becoming the all-time leading scorer in Crittenden County soccer history, just a junior, and she already has 60 goals to her credit coming into this week. Now, that's over the last couple of years as a player for the Lady Rockets, and she scored 7 goals over the weekend in a match up in Owensboro, and that is a school record for a single game. She had scored 6 to tie the record last week, and came up with 7 on Saturday to set her own mark. And again, she last week eclipsed the 50-goal mark, which is a huge milestone in high school soccer. And she is one of the leaders, of course, on this year's Lady Rockets soccer team. So big week for Adri Berry, and I think there's a lot of high expectations for her. The school record, I believe, is 105 goals. So she is well on her way with the rest of this season and next season to continue to press forward against possibly becoming the all-time leading scorer. And Rocket football, Crittenden County lost a nail biter on Friday night out at Rocket Stadium, 22-15. Against Marshall County. Of course, Marshall, much larger school, twice as many kids on the roster, at least twice as many. And the Rockets had a very valiant effort down to the final play, pass into the end zone that could have led to a tie or perhaps even a win there with a two-point conversion. But nonetheless, the ball fell incomplete. There were some hisses and boos from the crowd and the sideline wanting a pass interference call, but that didn't happen. You can get all the details from the football game on the Rocket football website. That's rocketsfootball.com, rockets plural, football.com. The volleyball team is off to a good start so far this season. They have been participating over the weekend And while I do not have results from that play down at the SmackDown that they go to every year, I do know that they won their first district game last week, beating Trigg County in straight sets. And I believe, I think this is 7 or 8 years now, they have not lost a match to a district opponent. And in that game, Braylon Merrill led the way with 8 kills and 2 blocks. The middle school football team lost its opener last week over in Madisonville against Browning Springs, and the boys will be back in action tonight at North Henderson. Let's take a short break, and we'll be right back with our interview with the new SRO.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. And Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
So I'm here in the office. I guess you'd call it the little key. You can hear my chair pulling up here. At the kiosk at the school resource officer's place of business, I guess you might call it, here in the Crittenden County High School. Actually, I'm looking at the middle school one way and the high school down the other hallway, and I'm here with Joe Witherspoon. He is the new SRO. He's lives over in Lyon County, but has a very long background in law enforcement. Welcome to Marion and Crittenden County Schools, Joe. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So tell us your story in law enforcement and how you ended up here at the school district.
I started my career in law enforcement in 1996 at Hopkinsville Police Department. From there, I'd spent 7 years in Iraq as a contractor for the State Department. I came back, was a park ranger, and became a Lyon County deputy after 2 years of being a park ranger. Retired from Lyon County Sheriff's Office in 2023. Went back to work for Trigg County Sheriff's Office for 3 years. Retired from there, and I knew Rick very well. Rick was a good friend of mine.
Rick Coyle.
Yes, sir.
The one we lost on this
And Evan called me probably a month and a half ago and asked me to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how I turned that down.
Yeah.
I don't know how you say no.
It's got to be an emotional deal as well, coming in here and sitting in this spot. But do you feel like you owed a little bit to your fallen comrade there?
Rick did an amazing job here. Everything that he has done, he has made it simple, which I am completely thankful for. Mm-hmm. I've never been an SRO.
Yeah.
I've always worked the road or a detective or narcotics, been a patrol supervisor. So this is new for me. And so I'm counting on the staff and the students to help me as well as me helping them. Mm-hmm. It's a rewarding. The kids are our future, and I believe they need every chance they can get.
Mm-hmm. And you're 54 years old, but you still have some school-age children over in Lyon County.
I do. I've got two in Lyon County, a 13 and 16-year-old, one in middle school and one in high school. And, I'm learning, too. Every day's a new day with those two. But they're good boys and can ask for better.
Yeah. How do you, like you said, you've been out on the road and really dealing with criminals, basically, much of your career. How does that transfer? What sort of adjustments do you make being inside of a school like this?
Knowing that, and this is my philosophy, my thought process, the kids are probably the one true victims of any adult's decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And if they knew every answer, they'd get it right the first time. And they don't. They're learning how to be. They're learning how to be people and learn how to make good decisions. Sometimes they don't make them. And that's okay. That's where we learn. I'm of the opinion I'll give every afford every right to the parents to parent things out before I have to do anything. I couldn't imagine growing up as a kid today.
Different times, isn't it?
It's, man. Just the convenience of the cell phones and the instant gratitude you get with, and sometimes false information off of Google.
Sure.
It's not right all the time. So I couldn't imagine growing up today. So I think the kids had it tougher than we did.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, we're sitting here again in your kiosk, and it's strategically located here right at the confluence of both schools, the middle school and the high school. So do you get out and mingle among the students during between bells, or, you know, what do you do? What is the day in the life of an SRO? I know you're new at this.
I don't know. I've not had any. Last night was open house last night, and seeing the kids in the hallways and everything, that was an eye opener. It's a big school. It's a big footprint. Mm-hmm. for one deputy. I'll go and secure every exterior door, mm-hmm. double check it, triple check it.
The old door rattling.
Yes, sir.
That's part of it.
Be seen, and not have a pattern, not be predictable. Mm-hmm. If you see my truck, I may be in it. I may not. I don't know. And it's to keep the kids safe, give them every opportunity to learn, mm-hmm. without having to worry about anything else. Mm-hmm.
Yes, the kids, staff and teachers, I mean, large responsibility, very huge. Large responsibility.
Huge.
Yeah.
It's a big school. I know everybody thinks, you know, oh, it's Marion or Crittenden County, it's a small school. No, it's not.
We've learned that, unfortunately, we need security everywhere.
It's a different day and time, and I wish I didn't have to be here.
Agreed. I would have never dreamed that we would have guards in schools when I was in school.
Right. I mean, you never had that thought process back then, but it's different now.
All right. Well, again, welcome to the community, and thank you for your service.
Thank you. My pleasure, sir.
And tune in to the Crittenden Press this week, and you can get a great deal more information, including more about what's going on with the Crittenden County Sheriff's Department, how it is growing, in addition to the new SRO Deputy Witherspoon. Sheriff Evan Head has announced that there is another SRO who is joining this week, and that is Deputy Amy Santiago. We will try to catch up with her this week and get you some more information on her, maybe get her on a podcast as well. And then Matt Chandler, a local EMS worker, a longtime member of Mattoon Fire Department, is a new sheriff's deputy in training. So we have a little article from Matt this week, too. So grab your Crittenden Press this week and keep up with all of the activities, information, and news from Marion, Crittenden County, and beyond. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.